I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Senator Ted Cruz's Take No Prisoners crusade against Obamacare and the backlash in his own party. After Cruz's marathon speech in the Senate, one fellow Republican is calling him a fraud. You'll hear from him. Also, the high school football coach who suspended his entire team. Every single player. Find out why. We'll talk to him, plus the ridiculous. Let's get started. Senator Ted Cruz's crusade against Obamacare brought the Senate to a halt and some of his fellow lawmakers to the boiling point. The freshman senator, just 9 months into office, pulled an all-nighter, talking for more than 21 hours on the Senate floor in an effort to keep Senate Democrats from restoring Obamacare funding that the House spending bill cut. So in case you missed it, here's 21 hours distilled down to just 1 minute.
Madam President, I rise today in opposition to Obamacare. If you go to the 1940s, Nazi Germany. Look, we saw in Britain Neville Chamberlain, who told the British people, accept the Nazis. Yes, they'll dominate the continent of Europe, but that's not our problem. I'm a big fan of eating White Castle burgers. You do not like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I am. They did not like Obamacare in a box with a fox, in a house or with a mouse. Obamacare is the opposite of listening to the people. I can tell you, as I said at 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday, that I intend to stand against Obamacare as long as I'm able to stand. And at this point, I feel confident that at 9 a.m. I will still be able to stand. There will come a point when that is no longer the case, but we have not yet reached that point.
Well, just hours after he stopped talking, Senator Cruz voted yes to move ahead on a spending plan expected to restore funding to Obamacare. Now, if that seems confusing, you aren't alone. Senator Cruz's marathon speech has left a lot of people scratching their heads. He did have some supporters in the Congress, no doubt about it, but they were in the minority. The majority of Republicans and Democrats, both before and after his talkathon, were less than supportive. Listen.
What did the 21 hours on the floor accomplish? It set Senator Cruz's cause back.
I just don't happen to think filibustering a bill that defunds Obamacare is the best route to defunding Obamacare.
They're anti-government ideologues who dominate the Republican Party.
We cannot, only controlling one house of Congress, tell the president that, we're not going to fund any portion of this because we can't do that.
He can play slam-down politics, and those who are colluders, collaborators, and enablers can stand with him, but we're going to stand with the American people.
Ted Cruz is a fraud, and he'll no longer have any influence in the Republican Party.
Pretty blunt stuff, especially for there from Representative Peter King. He joins me tonight. You've used some harsh words to describe this senator, Congressman. Why do you say Senator Cruz is a fraud?
Because he is selling a strategy which he knows cannot work. He knows it's doomed to failure. He knew that all summer when he was making appearances around the country and doing TV ads and robocalls, advancing a policy saying that we could just defund Obama and that would work. It cannot work. The Senate's controlled by Democrats. The president would veto it. He knows that. This is the president's crowning achievement. There's no way in the world that he's going to agree to have Obamacare defunded.
So is this just about his own ego?
I'm not a psychiatrist, but I assume he's enjoying the publicity. I assume he's building up a good mailing list. I assume he's putting himself in a position, whether he's going to run for president or just become a folk hero for certain people.
The people on Twitter, like Sarah Palin and others, a lot of conservatives who support him, are saying, look, he's standing on principle. He's trying to make Washington listen.
Now, to me, this is like the charge of the Light Brigade, or it's like Gallipoli, or it's a kamikaze pilot. And he's not standing on principle. First, I don't know what he's standing on, but he's standing for a strategy that can't work. It's going to personally help him as far as his political status, but it's going to be bad for the country, bad for the Republican Party.